Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we get underway here in hour number two. 3:01 is the time. Craig Stammen is the new manager of the Padres. If you've been out and about and you're like, what? Who? Stammen played with the Padres not that long ago. And pretty popular and revered, you know, player for the Padres coming out of that bullpen mostly. Made at least one start for the Padres that I know of. And that was game three of the 2020 playoff against the Cardinals when no one else was available. The Stammen game. A lot of people remember that. Padres ended up shutting out the Cardinals to advance in the playoffs for the first time in years and years and years. Stammen gets the call over the finalists whose names you had heard, like Albert Pujols and Ruben Niebla and Nick Hundley. Ruben Niebla, hopefully, I think by all accounts, will stay on as the pitching coach. We'll talk a lot more about that. We've talked about it for an hour. But before we go any further and get into some Daily Gambit, you guys out there are weird. All right? I'm not talking about these two guys, because we already know. But you people out there, the ones who are listening, the ones that are on the chat, you guys are weird. Yesterday, Scraby had this whole line of comedy, he thought, of trying to, because there's been a hissing sound on the show.
I haven't heard it today either, but it's been in our ears the last few days,
there's been like some sort of hissing sound. Nobody could figure out where it was coming from. Not that. But he did play that yesterday like 12 times thinking that was funny. And he also surmised that the hissing must have been because I was having some stomach issues. And he ran this line of what he felt comedy the whole show. I was about to kick his butt because I was really tired of it. So at some point yesterday during one of the breaks, he pulled his camera out and he filmed me and he goes, oh, hey, Chris, how about farting on the air? And I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. All right, here's why you guys are weird out there. Because Scraby now tells me it's like the most watched video we've ever had in the history of the show. Like, we talk about really important, deep topics, and that's the one you guys all
gravitate to.
Actually,
one of the most popular ones is when Chris swore at me. So it's you being angry that makes it popular.
All right. Well,
you being angry, you flatulating, any of those things.
You guys are seriously drawn to some weird stuff out there. So, you know, we'll see if we can appease you further.
Tony has a programming announcement.
I do.
Okay.
None other than Joe Musgrove will join us in the next segment, 3:20. Don't be late. He's going to call in.
No, Joe.
All
right, then let's get...
He's on his way to a wedding, so he's doing, you know, he's...
Double duty.
He's double dutying right now, so...
You want to do the Daily Gamble? We'll do a quick one today.
Okay, let's do that.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Since we have Joe Musgrove on, I'm just going to throw it back to Chris.
Yeah, last night, real quick recap, Tony had a good night. He was 5-1. The only one you missed, Tony, was the one we all missed.
Toledo?
No, Luca. to outscore SGA last night. They both scored the same, 35 points.
A little push.
That was a push, and not he did not outscore him. Toledo won big in the Maction game. And I thought the game of the night in, you know, all of sports was your game, the Laker game. And I want to talk about it for just a minute before we get to the picks. We don't have a ton of time. But if you didn't see the end of the Laker game, I don't know how you could find it to go back and watch it. The last 8 seconds were unlike anything I've seen maybe ever. And to try to recap, the Spurs were down by 4 points. They had the ball. They drove for a layup to make it a 2-point game. But no timeouts, etc. There's 1.2 seconds to go in the game. Marcus Smart grabs the ball out of the net, steps out of bounds to throw it in, and heaves it down the court to a wide-open Laker player who catches it. Clock runs out. Game over. Except for Marcus Smart, who is usually pretty smart, stepped on the end line when he threw the pass. So that's a violation. The ball goes now to the Spurs. So they have 1.2 seconds to try to tie it up. They throw it in bounds. Marcus Smart makes up for his mistake. He knocks the pass away. Goes out of bounds. Game's over. Oops. Refs decide to put 0.4 seconds on the clock, which is just enough time to throw an alley-oop pass from out of bounds. Spurs throw it in. The Laker guy fouls the guy trying to tip the ball in.
Now Jake LaRavia.
It was your guy, yeah. Livia.
LaRavia.
Yeah, LaRavia, whatever.
LaRavia.
LaRavia can't drive the
LaRavia.
Yeah, that guy needs to go back to the bench because I can't remember his name ever.
I can't either, Barry.
Poor guy, he's like doing well and no one can remember his name.
So now with 0.4, all of a sudden the Spurs can tie the game with 2 free throws, but the guy missed the free throws. And so the Lakers end up winning. But were you watching this, Tony?
I turned it off thinking that the game...
You'd pull out whatever hair you have left.
That the game was over. So I'm glad I didn't actually see this, or I would have... I mean, I don't have any hair anyway,
right.
But I would have got to pulling out the little bit I do
have. It was bananas.
You know what's funny is I've seen this call twice now in a week. I didn't actually see this.
Stepping on the end line?
Yes. Hmm. And I often watch guys take the ball out, and a lot of times their foot isn't on the ground, but it's hovering.
Hovering over the line,
and that's
okay.
That's okay, but it can't, and I always thought, I wonder if they'd actually called if his foot came down. Seen it twice already this year.
Marcus Smart,
he owned it too, by the way.
He didn't have much of an argument.
No.
And it's an easy one to call because you can see the foot over the line.
It's not like these dudes got a little small feet.
But it was a wild ending to that game. All right, here we go for tonight. There's only one NBA game tonight. Phoenix 2.5 over the Clippers. Both teams are off to slow starts. Games in Phoenix. Tony, you go first. You're the NBA expert. I don't think either of these teams.
Phoenix
are having
who?
Suns against the Clippers, and I guess Kawhi's out.
I don't know.
How would I know? Kawhi, I'm gonna guess he's out. He's usually out, isn't he?
Scraby, you want to go first? I'm gonna look and see if
Kawhi's
out.
What was the spread?
Out.
Phoenix 2.5.
I'm looking. I don't see Kawhi on the points list, so I'm assuming he's out. Yeah. I don't even see Harden
he
on
is
the
out.
Points list.
Harden's
either.
Out. Leonard's out. And then some guy, Miller and Sanders,
Come
is out that you
now.
Guys don't know.
Oh, well, now that Sanders is out, I'm going with the Suns.
Dylan the Villain's out. And Jalen Green is a game time decision.
You know what they ought to do is just start telling us who's playing.
Right.
Be quicker.
I'll take the Suns.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Phoenix here. Scrape.
Me too.
All right. NFL Denver against
Tony's
the
voice.
Raiders.
Nobody says it like
I
Tony
was
Gwynn
hoping
Jr.
his voice would hold out.
Hold out. 9.5 points. Scraby, you're first. Denver at home. 9.5.
I hate the fact that Sean Payton's out.
I'm
a
picking
good
against
year.
Him every time. I don't care if it's the worst team.
But
in the
But the
league.
Raiders are really bad.
They are. But who
I'm
going to
go with the Broncos.
I'm taking. I don't. Denver probably will win, no doubt. But I don't see them as an 8-2 team.
I don't.
I know
either.
They're good, but I don't think I'm 8-2.
Time for them to show it here.
So it may be a stumble. I'm gonna take the Raiders as well here.
Put me down for the Raiders.
Got you. How about 42.5 points over under?
Under.
I'm gonna go under because I don't see the Raiders
under.
Doing a whole lot. Tony
under.
Under. Scrape.
I'll be a contrarian and
contrarian.
Go over.
Lance Nick or Bo Nix. Lance Nix. What did he do?
Lance was a center fielder. I played with Lance.
Lance Nix, an outfielder. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's not quarterbacking tonight. Bo Nix is against Geno Smith. 10 yards. Nix is favored by 10 yards.
In passing?
Passing yards. You got to give 10.
Over Geno.
Geno.
Who's picking first?
You.
I picked the Raiders, so I'm taking Geno,
Geno
baby.
Geno plus 10.
Let's go, Geno.
Scraby?
Geno seems very angry these days, so I'm going to go.
I would be too if I was 2-6.
Not having a good time.
I'm going to go with Bo Nix.
Bo? I'm going to take Bo, too. I think they might be behind, and he might have to pass. Okay, R.J. Harvey. I'm doing this because Tony, he's on Tony's team. Last I looked, you did not have him in the lineup for our game
tonight.
I've been sitting him. So you don't know what to do.
I don't believe him.
Well, yet. He's 46 and a half yards, total yards tonight. Scraby.
You know, I was thinking last
total
night.
Total catching and running, obviously.
I was like, I wish I had that R.J. Harvey
guy. Well, he scored a lot of touchdowns lately, but he doesn't play that much.
He doesn't. And that's another reason why I can't stand Sean Payton.
What was the over-under?
46 and a half total yards.
Total?
Yeah, catching and rushing.
Let's just kind of show you where
but
he's
he only
been
gets
at.
About three over. Rushes a game. 100%. They give the rest to Dobbins.
Over.
You're going over. I'm going to go over just to kind of keep you from playing him. I hope you don't play
you're
him.
No, you're trying to play. He's trying to play reverse psychology.
He scares me, RJ Harvey. He does.
Don't wake up tomorrow regretting, Tony.
Listen to you guys.
This is one of these tough ones. It's a tough one for me.
Give me over.
Over. All right.
It's still only going to be like 5 points, so.
I don't know. He had 3 TDs a couple weeks ago.
No, and I didn't play him that week either.
You probably shouldn't.
Okay, one more. This is a big college football game for Aztec fans. South Florida minus 14 against Texas San Antonio. South Florida is one of the teams that is jockeying with the Aztecs, and them losing would be helpful. I'll just say that. But they're quite a bit better than Texas San Antonio. But I'm going to take Texas San Antonio, of course. We need help. Tony.
Texas San Antonio.
14 points, Scrib. You're kind of the anti-Aztec on the show now.
What?
Well, you've been picking against them at will.
I'm going to go South Florida, but did you guys watch on the Maction game last night? I was doing a Scraby show. Look up. They have the 5 teams in the group of 5 that had a chance to
make it. Had our name
up
there.
Were we there?
San Diego State was the last team at 4%. There were 3 American Conference teams.
South Florida is one of them. And then North Texas and Memphis. We got to beat them all. So, you know, that's what we got to do.
It is what it is.
All right. Joe Musgrove coming on the show. Goodness.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. Always love having No-No Joe. See how he's coming along. On a day the Padres hire Craig Stammen as the new manager, we check traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
320, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. New Padre manager, Craig Stammen. He'll be introduced Monday at the press conference. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. Joining us here on Gwynn and Chris right now, none other than Joe Musgrove. Joe, how are you, my friend? I know you're on to a wedding or on your way to a wedding. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's been a scramble today, but we're on the road and en route, so.
Good.
You're not performing the ceremony as I am for my godson next Friday. I'm getting a little nervous about it, actually.
No, nah, man, these people are spending too much money to come to this wedding to watch me. So.
Fair enough. Well, listen, obviously big news today. Craig Stammen, a former teammate of yours, is going to be at the helm. He's going to be your manager. What are your thoughts? I mean, I assume you were as surprised as everybody else was.
Yeah, very surprised. And not a negative surprise, just a name that we didn't even know was in the running and somebody that I didn't know was willing to step into that role as soon as he has, but I couldn't be more excited about it, man. I mean, obviously maybe slightly biased because I've gotten a chance to play with him, but you know, that's also experience that gives me, you know, a strong feeling that he's going to be really good in this role. Just the character, the person, the integrity, the relationships that he built over his years here with players and front office, You know, he's just like the gold standard for what you'd want out of a professional ball player and, you know, hopefully for out of a manager.
Joe Musgrove, great to have him with us. It's good talking to you again, Joe, and look forward to, you know, you being back in uniform. We'll ask about that in a minute. But anything you can share with Stammen and Desson, it's, you know, the 2 years you played with him that might give us a little peek into, you know, what Craig Stammen is all about.
Yeah, the, you know, the high character is the biggest thing. Craig's one of the most consistent, honest, considerate, and reasonable people that I've come across in the world of baseball, and you meet all different kinds of personalities, but this is a guy that seems to have, you know, only changed for the better throughout his career and has been like a constant learner of the game. You know, you don't see many people that are in a pitching role and especially in a relieving role that have the baseball IQ that Craig has. And I know I've seen it over the last couple of years. I think 22 is his last year playing, and you know, being around the complex, it's like his mind is completely shift from player mode to now I'm here to help these guys and be a mentor and, you know, offer my experience. And now my chance to kind of learn what the next step or the evolution of my baseball life is going to be. So getting to work with them in like a different role where it's more of a, you know, a friendly face, you know, that doesn't have the intensity of, you know, trying to perform every night, has given me a chance to see, you know, who he is away from, you know, the playing side of the game. And he was a big factor in the last couple of years of getting our leadership group together and, you know, helping be that mesh piece between the front office and the clubhouse.
Now, Joe, this is, you know, since you've been in organization, this is your third manager that you've had, and
Joe's hard to manage, obviously. He's running all these guys off.
You're saying I'm the common problem here? No, not at all.
But you've experienced a new face come into the locker room. Now, Stam obviously is not a new face. He's been around in the clubhouse, on the field. But what type of things have you noticed, at least early on, or some of the things that are most important to kind of make sure things get off to the right start?
Yeah, I think it's creating a genuine relationship with your players, you know, or as a player with your manager. And there's always this, like, you know, corny, cheesy, like, I'm your best friend pitch from the managers, like, the first couple weeks. And then most of them start to show their true colors as the year goes on. And, you know, you have this feeling in your stomach. And I'm not comparing this to any manager I've been in the past, but I have been around guys, you know, that are like this. And there's that feeling of, you know, this guy was all, you know, all smiles and kisses when we first met. And now it's getting to the gritty stuff. And, you know, he's showing his true colors. So
yeah,
I think going into this, Craig has that relationship established with a majority of the people in the organization, and definitely a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And I think the honest conversations can start happening earlier in spring training and right out of the gate. You know, I think the whole open door policy is going to be a truer open door policy where, you know, guys are comfortable going in, speaking to the manager about, you know, issues. And I know people complain about, you know, the maybe too friendly of a relationship with some of the players, but I really don't see that being an issue. I see that only, you know, helping us as a group is like the open communication, and maybe the communication gets a little more heated, but these are guys that this is the guy in Craig that's been on the field and been in this situation in the last handful of years. So I think he can relate to the players on a much higher level. You know, you look at managing a bullpen. I feel like that's one of the most difficult things for a manager to do out of all the responsibilities he has. And, you know, with the combination of him and Ruben, if that's what Ruben decides to do, which we're all, you know, fingers crossed he does, I think it's a really good duo to get our guys through the year healthy, to find out where to push these starters. You know, and the inexperience that Craig has, the manager, you know, everyone's in that first year at some point in their career. And I think with the guys that Craig has and the situation he's walking into is pretty ideal for someone coming into their first year. So I'm super excited about it, man.
Yeah, all very well said. Yeah, honestly, Joe Musgrove is our guest, Padre pitcher. Joe, obviously everyone wants to know out there where you are health-wise, how you're feeling. You know, we're looking at February 20th. They have spring training opener. They have March 26th, season opener. Do you have dates in your head? Or are you far enough along, or where are we?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm pretty much on the back end of this rehab. you know, at the during that playoff push, I was, you know, building up in hopes that if we got far enough, I'd have a chance to pitch. So I was in a pretty good spot there, you know, felt like I was within reach of having a chance to pitch. So I feel good knowing that, you know, I have tested this thing a little bit. I've gotten the velo up into the 90s, like, you know, pretty close to full intensity and, you know, responded pretty well. So the fact that we ran out of time at the end of the year kind of pushed us into this little deload, kind of a more of a normal off season. What I would do, you know, if the season ended on the day that it did, I would go into like a deload of throwing and kind of taper off and then, you know, slowly build back up. So I'm just now in like the phase of building back up in my second week of playing catch. I've been back in the gym for a few weeks, so I feel great. I mean, you know, this is a 13-month mark now, I think, 14-month maybe. And, you know, I feel great. And knowing that I have four and a half more months to really get this thing dialed in, I feel, you know, pretty confident that I'm going to be ready to go come spring.
You said something that kind of piqued my curiosity a little bit. You were talking about the bullpen and being the most difficult thing to kind of manage for any manager. We just watched the postseason, and we saw how different the bullpen was managed in, for all teams, really, in the postseason versus the regular season. What is it exactly about the postseason that leads to the way bullpens are used then versus the regular season, outside of the length of the season and having to get through it all?
Yeah, I think you see a lot more heavy matchup-based games because, you know, over the course of the season, there's decisions that are made that, you know, I listen to fans on the radio, you know, lose their mind and pull their hair out over. But, you know, there's so much that happens that, like, sometimes a guy's got to stay out there and wear 8 runs and 60 pitches and, you know, for the betterment of the group moving forward. But when playoff time comes, you know, it's about, you know, winning every game. Obviously, you guys know it. Every game matters so much more at that point that, you know, everything is mapped out. And it's like, if our starter can give us 3 now, that's the best case scenario. And then we'll get him out of there. Then we got 6 guys lined up to go an inning apiece and match up. I was actually intrigued how our bullpen was run, you know, for a majority of the year, really. But having, you know, the multiples from every guy where it's not just come in and get you 3 outs. You know, maybe you do get 3 outs only, but you get those outs, you know, spanning across 2 innings, which is, it's a lot different for a pitcher, you know, to go out there and have 2 ups as opposed to just come in and get your 3 and get out of there.
Yeah.
And our guys handled that really, really well. And in the postseason, the way that, you know, Schulte was able to, you know, piece things together to get us through those last handful of games. And, you know, you could see the, you know, the dynamic with the type of bullpen that we had, what we can do with it.
No doubt. Joe, we know you got a wedding to get to, man. We appreciate you giving us this little bit of time, man. We'll catch up again soon, man. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Absolutely. Hey, go Aztecs, huh?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Thanks.
Thanks. Baby boys are back.
Yes, sir. All right, Joe, take care, brother.
All right, see you guys.
Joe Musgrove. Always fun to catch up.
You know, because he did that, I'm going to call in next week on my way to the wedding.
call in where? Here?
Here,
our
show?
Calling
the
show.
Oh, I don't think the phones work that day. I've heard that they're going to break
gonna
that
be down.
Down. Yes, they're going to break
phone
down.
Phone lines are going to break down.
That, you know, made me feel better. And it, I knew it was going to make me feel better.
You know what made me a little queasy, though?
What?
When he said, hopefully, Ruben
does caught that too.
Like, we're keeping our fingers crossed. Yes.
I pulled that out too, but...
Yeah.
I think he's just covering his bases there.
Okay, hopefully.
I think he's...
Because if I didn't cross my fingers, I'll cross them right now.
Yeah, I think he's confident Ruben will be back, but you have to leave any possibility open.
That's true. He doesn't want to come on here and say he's coming back and then realize that he's not actually coming back. I don't think
Tony wanted to hear
anything
that, though.
To me, to us.
That's real quick, all guests on the 97.3 The Fan. On 97.3, join us via the David. Man, we are struggling today. David P. Shapiro. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Let's get to break. Big 5 on the other side. Could be a big 3. We'll see if Scraby comes up with 2 more in a break.
I have them. I forgot.
More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Harold Fannin Jr. is questionable for our game. fretting over that right now. It's funny, you know, we're doing a talk show and everybody's listening and we're talking about the manager and we had Joe Musgrove. All I really care about is our fantasy game. And I'm looking at my roster and now one of my guys comes up. He didn't practice today and I'm worried.
Good.
That's all that matters.
I want you to be worried.
Yeah, I know.
I want all your guys to be hurt.
They are they're playing like they are, so you should be okay. yeah, Joe Musgrove, that was really always great to have Joe. And get his thoughts on Craig Stammen, and he knows him pretty well. And he said, "I was surprised." So you know, he was surprised. You're surprised. Everyone was surprised. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. Don't forget catering, and for dining takeout options, Spiro'sCuisine.com. We're going to 4:30 today. Then Raiders Broncos Thursday night football coming up. Big Five?
Yes.
I tell you one thing. We haven't talked about this one story. And the day started incredibly sad.
Yeah, it did.
If you logged on to any of the sports websites before we found out that the Padres had hired a manager, and I don't mean to have overlooked this story for as long as we have, but obviously the new manager is pretty big news around here. So that is among the things we'll get into here with Scraby after we check some traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you to Kelly Danick for talking to the person who dropped that mattress on the freeway.
We got a tough cookie as our traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
don't mess around.
As she should be out there. Come on, people.
Ladders. If you drop a ladder, she's gonna get you. If you drop a mattress, she's gonna get you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Although,
move.
What would you do? We don't have a lot of time.
No,
but what
it.
Would you do if you dropped a mattress, fell off your car in the freeway?
It's happened to me.
You'd go to
me.
The next exit, right? Well, how would you get it back?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened to me.
What'd
you do?
I was moving with a friend. It was
his
bed.
Did you stop?
We did.
You stopped
in the middle
because
of
because he didn't have another mattress, so we needed to go get the mattress.
I mean, in the freeway.
It was later at night,
okay.
And so it was also in the right side. So we had to get off the exit, go back, get off the exit, then
come back around. It was on
back.
The slow lane side.
Yeah, and then but it was in the lanes, and so we waited until no cars. We ran out there real quick and just grabbed it. But it was all beat up, and the spring was coming out of it, and he had to buy a new mattress. Anyway.
I can't believe you ran out there, honestly. As mad as Kelly got there, which she should, I don't blame the person for not having picked it up yet.
Frogger.
Frogger. You played a real life game of Frogger.
Oh, I was waiting for the
George
right time.
George Costanza did that in a Seinfeld episode once.
I saw it in an episode of Minor League Baseball with none other than Dick Mountain. He was he was playing Frogger.
Trying to get out there in the middle of the street?
We had to take a bus and had to stop to get some food. And back there throwing him back. It was real live Frogger watching them get across that street.
That sounds kind of scary.
He made it, fortunately.
Well, we assume he made it. He's still pitching.
Right.
Number five.
Literally, he's still pitching.
Right.
All right, there's been a lot made about the Aztec football tickets this week and the price of tickets, and the San Diego County District 5 supervisor, Jim Desmond, actually weighed in on this thing. He urged SDSU Athletics to lower ticket prices at Snapdragon Stadium for football games. Desmond did graduate from SDSU. He expressed concern over rising costs and increased empty seats despite the team's 7-1 record, stating that high prices are a growing concern for residents. Quote, "We all know that San Diego's already one of the most expensive places to live in America. When something as special as cheering on our hometown team becomes unaffordable, it's a sign that we've drifted away from the community spirit that public institutions like SDSU should represent," end quote. Tony, you're up first. I don't know what to ask. I was going to say, what's a fair ticket price, but I don't care about that anymore. Should SDSU lower the ticket prices after this?
Who was the gentleman that said this?
District 5 no supervisor kidding. Jim Desmond.
Yeah.
Jim Desmond. I think Jim is right. Prices need to come down. But I also am leery of him saying it, right? Because the wind is at anybody's back that is talking about bringing prices down.
Yes, right. That's never going to be met with somebody going, "Nah, you're wrong, supervisor."
100%. Except for the people that they're actually talking about.
I don't care what they're asking to go down either.
No.
Parking,
right.
Anything.
Nothing is going, no one is going to look at that quote and be like, "Oh, man, he doesn't know what he's talking about."
To me, this is a politics move, man.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I don't think he's wrong, though. I do think
why don't you like it? He's trying to get something better.
I agree with Tony. I think he's
pandering.
He's right, but I don't care for a politician using this kind of thing to try to get everybody to think he's all Mr. Cool.
If it gives me what I want, then I'm fine with it.
Will it?
I don't know.
But that's what happens.
I got a better idea, Jim. All right? If you're going to make all this statement as a former Aztec.
This is Cristello, and Tony and I are out of this.
Yeah. All right? You're going to make the thing and a whole big to-do out of their ticket prices. They got to lower. How about you write a check? Support the program.
I don't think he has to.
Is that going to bring prices down?
No, but help out. Do something about it. Don't just.
What about you?
I donate my time. That's pretty much my answer. Yeah, I don't really have a good answer.
All right, I think we've talked about it.
You a cold dude, man. I must say.
Didn't you go there too?
No,
he skips San Diego State.
But let me tell you, the University of San Francisco wants my money all the time.
I'm sure they do.
Number four.
Dallas Cowboys. Okay, we're going to get serious here because this actually is a very serious story. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland, 24 years old, died this morning in an apparent suicide, the team stated. Police reported that Wednesday at 10:33 p.m., troopers initiated a pursuit after Kneeland's vehicle failed to stop for a traffic violation. The pursuit was quickly terminated, and Frisco police located the wrecked vehicle minutes later on Dallas Parkway. Kneeland had fled the scene on foot. Officers with K-9 and drone units began searching. Dispatch audio revealed police were in contact with Nealon's girlfriend, who stated he was armed, had a history of mental illness, and had threatened to, quote, end it all, end quote. Unfortunately, he did. And the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys are trying to move. You're trying to deal with this right now. He actually recovered a punt for a blocked punt for a touchdown on Monday Night Football.
Right. So he's the last Cowboy to score a touchdown, or, you know, this is so bad.
So to you, Chris, I hate speculating like this, but I've been reading more and more about CTE and how it is affecting younger people. Do you think football needs to change?
Well, I mean, 24 years old, I had considered CTE when I read this all, and then I thought, man, he hasn't been playing very long.
Kids in high school are
second
now
year, but you're right, he's been playing for, Does it need to change? I don't think so. I mean, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody ever to get CTE. I think everyone who puts on a football uniform right now knows kind of the risk that's going along with it. I think football's gone a little bit beyond lip service now. They're trying to provide helmets that are safer. They're trying their best. Otherwise, unless you're going to play flag football, this is football. I don't like it any more than anyone else does, but I can't change the whole sport. I can only you know, give everybody in the sport the knowledge that they need to understand what the, what they're up against. That's all I, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's a bad answer.
No, it's not a bad answer.
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
Should it end?
Should it change?
Change drastically,
basically.
It wasn't that long ago a survey came out of NFL fans saying they wanted more games added to the season, right? So
that was maybe a week or two
ago. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. So, right. I mean,
I don't know that
you can change it anymore without making it a different
sport.
Look
at the kickoff now. It is a different sport on that play.
For sure.
Entirely.
But I do, you know, I think these tragic
incidents. We also don't know that that's the cause of what happened today. Let's be fair. It's too early to know this.
We don't know that at all. But you have to think that other NFL players are looking at this and they're thinking it, right? Yeah. And you wonder, does that start to bring more guys to the table in terms of wearing that protective guardian cap that we see? Maybe
Romeo Doubs.
So, like, two guys in the league that are like play a lot.
He's the only one that I can name.
Right?
Yeah, me
there's
too.
Some linemen.
You wonder if that starts to change the.
I think
Achan
wears it, or he did. Maybe
he did.
He's
I
off.
Think
I don't
he
think
did
he's
too.
Not wearing it anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No.
So, you know, it's a sad story, man.
So sad.
The reason I brought up CTE is because I was reading about the guy who went to the NFL offices in New York and opened fire on the office.
Oh,
he wanted his brain studied, and all he did was play high school football, and he ended up having CTE. So you got to think that it's not just playing professional football.
For sure.
Definitely. But you know, it's funny. I was talking to some of the high school parents. A lot of kids now aren't even playing Pop Warner until they get to high school. You know, Pop Warner used to be a big thing when I was a kid.
I played Pop Warner.
See a lot more kids playing flag and going from flag to tackle
football.
Save
a little wear and tear?
I think that's the idea behind it.
I don't have kids, but I've always said I would be the dad who's going to let them play football. Starting to rethink that.
I definitely am that dad, but I may not be the only one making that decision in my house.
Well, yeah, so whoever I have kids with is going to also have that decision as well, so...
Number three.
But very sad story.
Super sad.
Thoughts and prayers to Marshawn Nealand's family.
And the whole Cowboy organization.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what his teammates
either
are thinking today.
I can't
Everybody.
Either. 2 years after being fired by Northwestern over a hazing scandal, Coach Pat Fitzgerald settled his lawsuit and plans to return to coaching, feeling, quote, fully vindicated. While Northwestern stated that inappropriate conduct did occur, they acknowledged that the evidence didn't show Fitzgerald was informed of or condoned hazing. To me, that sounds like they just couldn't prove it. Tony, would you hire him?
Scraby's answering the question for us before it even gets said.
I mean, doesn't that
leading the
they
witness?
They didn't prove anything, but what do you think, Tony?
Objection, leading the witness.
That is leading the witness.
They didn't have the smoking gun that he knew about it, but they may have had the rumors that he did.
Would I hire him?
Yes.
Yes, I probably would. I give him a shot. I will choose to believe what they came up with that he didn't know. Now, he's probably going to, if he's hired again, he probably needs to be held to an even higher standard.
He's not going to be able to even shake anybody's hand on the team.
Yeah, so
you know,
he has to do everything above board if he isn't going to be hired again. I would give him another shot.
Chris?
The one thing that I remember was that they had that huge white board right in the middle of the room that had all the hazing stuff on it.
Naked bear crawls.
It's just hard for me to
believe. I will never forget naked bear crawls.
I don't remember none of the details.
Right. I just can't believe that he never saw that. And
Scraby,
the fact
is
that
one of them naked bear crawls?
Naked
bear
crawls.
Something was on that board. And the fact that he's going out of his way to say that I am totally vindicated makes me feel like he's not really been vindicated. So I would handle very carefully. That's all.
He feels fully vindicated.
You know, hi, I'm fully vindicated. Okay, great. Well, you're probably not. Shouldn't be then.
It's like, that's fine. But here's what I'm going to need from you when you come to this job.
Yeah. Yes.
Number two.
Steelers legend Ben Roethlisberger seems a little bitter that Aaron Rodgers is getting more and better treatment than he did when he was at the end of his career. On his podcast, Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger, footballin' being spelled F-O-O-T-B-A-H-L-I-N, he said this.
I still think it's funny because, like, They're giving Aaron DK all these things, and I got a center that had never played center before my last year. It's amazing.
That's the equivalent.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know the clip cut off like that, but there you go. He sounds a little bitter. Aaron got DK Metcalf, and I got a center that never played center before. Chris, you are up first.
Mm-hmm. This is his favorite guy, too, so this would be interesting.
Big Ben?
Yeah.
Do you think Big Ben's right? Does he have a beef?
Not really. You're crying.
I mean, DK is a very good receiver.
So what? Ben Roethlisberger already had good receivers. Who was the guy who caught the ball?
Ward. He had
Santonio Holmes made the catch of the history of football.
Antonio Brown, too.
He should be in the Big Five today, Antonio Brown.
No, this just came down. Antonio Brown is being extradited back to the United States to face murder charges. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
Attempted murder.
Roethlisberger's never going to get the benefit of the doubt with me. So, you know, it's crying over
spilled milk.
Yeah, it's too late. He got what you got, and you won two Super Bowls. I don't know what else the organization needed to do for you, pal.
I don't disagree with you. Tony, does he make a point, Mr. Footballin?
Does he make a point?
Does he have a point?
He makes a point that the Pittsburgh Steelers went and got DK Metcalf and they gave him a center.
He relayed the facts correctly.
He relayed the facts correctly.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm forgetting words at the moment.
Is he, what?
Does he have a reason to have a gripe?
No. Ben always seemed like a little bit of a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He quickly forgot that although it might have been a headache at times to have Antonio Brown, you certainly had him, and you certainly used him quite a bit. Not to mention Le'Veon Bell, you also had in your backfield.
You
hand
off to the bus for a couple of years.
Right,
there.
Like, please.
Get some talent around him.
Please, spare me that you
and
didn't have anybody.
An offensive line that kept him upright for like 7 years.
And one of like the best defenses for like his entire stint there.
He was the only quarterback in the league that didn't have to face Troy Polamalu.
Right.
That was good for him.
So we'll forget all those guys that you had. Maybe he was just talking about offense, but I think we named plenty of offensive guys that he had.
Brandon said in the chat, justify is the word you're looking for, Scraby. Thank you, Brandon. That was the word I was looking for.
Brandon, he needed your help a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should just hire Brandon. I mean, he comes up with all the right words.
He does.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Where's his mic button?
last one. Let's go.
Two pumps were too many for Carolina Panthers running back Rico Dowdle after celebrating his second touchdown against the Packers on Sunday with exactly two hip thrusts. Dowdle has been fined, he announced on social media. And when he got into the end zone, he did his Key and Peele reenactment, and he got a flag, and he got a fine. He put on GoFundMe, please help me pay this. Don't worry, he's not actually taking the money. He's going to be donating that to a children's service. So he's doing good with it. But, you know, the NFL, just no fun league. So, Tony, is this the no fun league in action, or did he break the rule?
I don't know. McKringleberry told us that it was two pumps.
If you went to three, it was right.
Right. So he should have been fine. But apparently he wasn't and got fined.
He should not have been fined.
It was two pumps.
He was trying to
and
make...
He like kind of begrudgingly gave the second one. He was unsure. And he still got fined.
But I also don't think it's a no-fun league anymore. I do think they let these guys go pretty wild in their celebrations, which they, for a while, they weren't even letting them do anything. But I wouldn't flag him for that.
I think
he
maybe...
got a flag, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He got a flag, too.
The coach came out and was like... This is kind of funny.
Well, they missed the extra point because of it.
They ended up winning the game and all that stuff. But I think maybe because Rico Dowdle got the entire offensive line to pump with him.
Maybe that was the problem. It was too many pumps at once.
There was a lot of guys.
I don't know. Tyreek had them all out there rowing a boat one time.
That's not pumping, though.
But I mean, everybody gets everybody now. I think it's fun. I'm so old that I should hate it, but I actually am used to it now.
Save that clip. All right. When we get back, Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973 for your chance at a qualification for a trip to Las Vegas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.